Stars and Rise? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Stars and Rise is based on the show from 10 years or something ago, where members of the public would dress up as an artist and would then perform a song by them. We took that idea on 10 years ago, even though the original show has since stopped. But it's, although most of the students don't know anything about it now, the actual show itself in Monk's Dyke still remains quite popular.
Is it done with a live band then?
It is now, yeah. This will be the third year we've had a live band on stage. We used to just do it with backing tracks, which we recorded in our own recording studio. But for the last 3 years we've had a live band on stage, so we work with the singers to work out how we can create a good arrangement for them, and then I orchestrate it for a select group of musicians. It's much better having a live band, really. It's a more real performance.
So how hard is it to do that, then?
To create the arrangements.
Or to organise a live band on...
It's a lot harder than just a backing track. With a backing track, you know exactly what's going to happen. Every time you play it, it's going to be exactly the same thing. With a live band, you can't be completely sure that everything is going to be exactly the same every time. So for the singers, it's a real learning curve for them, where they've got to all of a sudden adapt to actually performing with other real people that are slightly unpredictable, that one time you might hear one instrument come through a little bit more. You can't predict exactly what's going to come out of the monitors on stage. So it's a lot harder to get the band together in a limited amount of time, but especially it's harder for the students on stage singing.
How long does it take to organise the whole show then?
Well, we start auditioning early in September. We've just held the first part of the second auditions today. So by next week, the students that have got through will know. I then start work on the arrangements for the band. At lunchtimes, we see the students that are performing to practice with them. So through October, it all kind of starts to come together. And by November the 23rd, we'll have a performance on our hands.
So what sort of songs do the students usually sing?
Well, Adele has been very popular this year. Lots and lots and lots of them have done Adele, which has become a little bit boring. But also, she's a very hard artist to copy. She has such a huge range to her voice, which not many of the students can actually manage, although we have actually got an Adele performing this year. So Adele's popular. The Sugar Babes are still popular. Even their earlier songs end up being performed. Pixie Lott has seemed popular this year. Amy Winehouse